Common symptoms of vascular disease. There are common symptoms that can be related to vascular disease. Many of these conditions will be reviewed and evaluated by VIC physicians and practitioners during the intake process and physical exam. Make a list of the symptoms you are experiencing to bring to your appointment, and be sure to ask questions. Select your symptoms below to learn what conditions you could be experiencing. Arm or leg numbness, carotid artery stenosis, peripheral artery disease, critical limb ischemia, chest or upper back pain, aneurysm, discolored feet, peripheral artery disease, aneurysm, post-thrombotic syndrome, discolored legs, deep vein thrombosis, post-thrombotic syndrome, discolored toes, peripheral artery disease, aneurysm, foot or ankle swelling, renal artery stenosis, flaky or itchy skin, chronic venous insufficiency, post-thrombotic syndrome, leg cramping, peripheral artery disease, post-thrombotic syndrome, leg heaviness, peripheral artery disease, chronic venous insufficiency, post-thrombotic syndrome, leg or foot pain, peripheral artery disease, post-thrombotic syndrome, chronic venous insufficiency, critical limb ischemia, leg swelling, deep vein thrombosis, May-Thurner syndrome, post-thrombotic syndrome, leg tiredness, peripheral artery disease, chronic venous insufficiency, nausea and or vomiting, aneurysm, mesenteric artery stenosis, one leg or foot is colder than the other, peripheral artery disease, pelvic pain or pressure, May-Thurner syndrome, pelvic congestion syndrome, retention of fluid, renal artery stenosis, slow healing wounds on legs or feet, peripheral artery disease, critical limb ischemia, thick yellow toenails that aren't growing, peripheral artery disease, unexplained weight loss, mesenteric artery stenosis, varicose veins, deep vein thrombosis, chronic venous insufficiency, May-Thurner syndrome, pelvic congestion syndrome, post-thrombotic syndrome, warmth or redness in legs, deep vein thrombosis.